Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Give honor to God who is first in my life and to the Spirit of God that abides in this early Sunday morning service. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation, G-E-N-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. Generation means we have a start-to-finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent me to the kingdom for such a time as this, to minister to generations past, present, and future. The way we serve the past is because we sing anthems and old spirituals from time to time so that we will never forget the songs we brought our forefathers and mothers over. The way we serve the present is that I appoint junior ushers and junior deacons and junior trustees, and we train them in the fear of the Lord right now and treat them like the church of today and tomorrow, because when I'm gone, I believe the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. How we do it for the future is that from time to time, we sing praise and worship without any music at all, because I never want my church to get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah, talk, radio. Y'all ready to have church? For those of you that bought your Bible, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal and the robbers can't take and the police can't arrest, and I don't care where you live. Somebody said, that's the word of God. I want to turn your attention very briefly this morning to the book of 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. 2 Kings, the fourth chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at the 26th verse. If you're with me, say amen. And if you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as such: run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, it is well with thee, it is well with thy husband, it is well with thy child. And she answered, it is well. That's enough. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. My dear brothers and my sisters, as we begin to embark upon the dissection of this text called It Is Well this morning, you might as well look in the mirror and tell yourself, it is well. It would be very easy for me to preach about the fact that God allowed an older man and a younger woman to conceive a child, but that won't help you and I to declare in your life that it is well. It would be very easy for me early this morning to preach about the fact that every time the man of God stopped by my sister's home, for the Bible declares he stopped by frequently, and the hospitality was off the hook, for she had food and kindness all the time. However, I know and you know anytime you bless the man of God or the woman of God in the service of God, that my God can't do anything else but bless you. If I'm right about it, somebody say amen. I am convinced early this morning, without a shadow of a doubt, that I am and we are chosen as the people of the Most High God. For the Bible declares we are a peculiar people, for we are of a royal priesthood, a holy nation, for we are chosen. I thought I would deal with this sermon from a different angle this morning, because no doubt in my mind, I feel it is my responsibility that you fully understand when you say it out of your mouth and declare that it is well, that you ought to know the reason why you were able to say it. I am a firm believer in the word of God that is one thing to read it, is another thing to say it, but it's a whole new matter when you make up your mind that you're going to live it. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We all know that in this story that this woman's faith was put to a severe trial. And if you stay on the battlefield long enough, you will be tried also. You all know the story. Her son was stricken with a mysterious disease and suddenly died. In other words, they had no name for the sickness. It came out of nowhere. But it wasn't a sickness that was on his father's side. It wasn't a sickness that was on his mother's side. But it was simply a test. A test of a woman that had made up in her mind. Regardless of my past pagan religion and how I was raised, I know that I'm chosen of God. And I'm not going to go drift back into that old mess that I came out of. And I'm not going to blame the preacher like some of y'all do. I'm not going to blame the pastor. I'm not going to blame the church. I'm not going to blame the prophet because I know it is well. I wish I could preach this morning. I'm going somewhere with this for when we look. When we look at the word of God this morning and we look at the word well, you have to look at the word chosen. Mm-hmm. Because we find the two words to declare the kingdom and in layman's term to mean I understand that I have been chosen by God to go through this, and by faith I speak it into action of a four-letter word called well. Not only that, but by association, it also means I am selected. Somebody say selected. Uh-huh, I feel like teaching this morning. Watch this. If I'm selected, which means that I am chosen, it means that where I am in my life, as I am chosen to be there by God, God had a choice in the matter for me to be there and to deal with what I'm dealing with. Uh-huh. Oh, I got some Bible to back it up. Watch this. It's God. I said it's God. Mm-hmm. If God had a choice, that means that what he is doing in my life, he could have done in someone else's life, but he chose me. Somebody say he chose me. Uh-huh. And it is a proven fact that he chose and selected me. Oh, if you will please allow me to set this up early this morning, and then I'm going on back where I belong on the road, because this has implications, because when you look at this, you need to fully understand that anything and everything that has taken place and is taking place and will take place in our lives has been so designed in its purpose that in God's intention, the reason he allowed it to happen in the first place is that he had already selected you and I rather than somebody else to get where you are going. Or was that a tongue twister? Somebody gonna pray for me. Watch this. All of the folks that didn't like you, mm-hmm. All of the people that didn't want to be bothered with you, all of the people that said that they could have helped you and they didn't, all of those church folks that said, you married the wrong man and now they don't have no man, or somebody help me. Your man is still with you, but he was supposed to be the wrong one. According to them, all the heartaches, all the heartbreaks and all the headaches and all of the shakeups. I'm about to mention somebody earlier this morning. God, I said God. Mm-hmm. Selected you over everybody else to go through what you have gone through. Mm-hmm. Listen, my brothers and my sisters, God could have chosen the witch of Endor who brought up Samuel's spirit from the dead. Y'all know her, don't you? For certainly a witch deserves to hurt and cry. Somebody talk back to me. Mm-hmm. God could have chosen Jezebel, the wicked wife of Ahab. God could have chosen Herodias, the cruel queen who demanded the head of John the Baptist. Certainly she deserves to be heartbroken. But God chose you and I. Uh-huh. And he chose this woman who is called a Shunammite. I'm going to preach in a minute. Uh-huh. Somebody ought to hear me early this morning, because before I get through this sermon, somebody just might get mad at God. Because I hear in my spirit, uh-huh, I hear you, somebody saying, if God could have selected somebody else to go through what I went through, I sure wish he had to pick somebody else's address. I know you said it. Somebody say mercy. Mm-hmm. But I need early this morning, I need you to understand that whenever God deals with you and I, and whatever he allows you and I to go through, it is always a setup for where he's going to take you. Mm-hmm. I need you to understand that some folks will never get to where you're going to because they haven't gone through what you have been through. The fact of the matter is this, God chose you. Somebody say, it is well. If you've never been through a sickness, then you will never know he's a doctor that never lost a case. Can I get a witness this morning? Have you never been broke? You will never know he will make a way out of no way. Can I get a witness? Have you never had anybody stab you in the back and talk about you like a dirty dog? Then you wouldn't know he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I just need a witness, just one witness. Somebody say amen. I said God chose you. And so, that the power of God's choice for you is this, that he has chosen you to go through it, and he has also chose you to overcome it. You can't overcome if you don't deal with it. And that's why God says, I chose that one for this, and I chose that one for that. I hear my God saying, by the time you come out of this mess, there'll be nobody on the face of the earth that will be able to remove you from where I'm planting you because I chose you. Somebody say chosen. I don't want to mess with y'all too bad early this morning, but I do feel like teaching because I need you to understand that every perplexing problem and event in your life has really led you to the power of your success right now. Listen to me, if you had not gone through what you have been through up until now, then you would not, number one, be the person that you are. And then number two, nor would you be where you are. I believe I ought to say that one more time. If you had not gone through what you've been through up until now, then you would not, number one, be the person that you are, and number two, nor would you be where you are. Somebody say amen. For admitting of you with check the file cabinet of your memories. I know y'all dressed up this morning and getting ready to go to church, and you got your white dress on and your pastels, and you're looking wonderful. But if I start pulling some of that stuff off, you would agree with me that the reason that you are who you are in God right now is because of what you have been through. The reason many of you are strong in the Lord right now is because of what you've been through. Somebody say mercy. I hear the Shunammite woman saying to the woman of Block Talk Radio early this morning, don't get this thing twisted. Y'all want to use my testimony. Everybody going to talk about, oh, it's well. All is well. Y'all want to use my testimony. But let me tell you, I know who God is. But it wasn't until that notable day that my baby got sick and I rocked him on my knees until the high noon hour and watched him with my own mind eyes slip from earth to glory. Good God Almighty. And if I was never convinced, I was convinced then that there is a God somewhere and that he can do whatever he wants to do to get my attention. And I am assured that I am chosen. I hear this morning. That's why it's almost on nerves when you think about some of the things that people say and suggest that they wish they had what you had. I'll say that one more time. It's unnerving to me when I hear someone say, I wish I had what you had. I wish I can do what you do. I wish I can go where you go. And they have not a clue of what it has cost you and what you have gone through to get what you have. Somebody said preach. And if they really knew what you had to go through, what you've been through to get to what you have today in God, look at somebody and say, I've got a story to tell. And if I told the whole story this morning, you might not want to even sit next to me in church this morning because the first thing you would say in your mind is that she's got to be crazy. Can I get a witness in here? Let me set this up just a little bit more because I am chosen and selected, and out of all the folks God could have call. He selected me to deal with the people I have to deal with. Uh-huh. He selected me and chose me to have an encounter with the people that I am encountering and the things that I must encounter and to experience the pain that I feel and to deal with the stuff that I have to deal with. And God has so orchestrated and selected only me for where I am in my life right now. Somebody say right now, watch this. If I am selected, I am also preordained to deal with whatever I've got to face in my life. Somebody say preordained. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. I've got some Bible to back it up. Y'all remember when Paul was talking to Titus one day? Because Paul got a letter from Titus. Mm-hmm. You know, preachers will send you a letter when they get mad. And the reason he got a letter from Titus is that Titus said, look, I've got a problem here, Pastor Paul. You know I'm down here in that church near the creek. Mm-hmm. And the place down here that none of the other preachers wanted to go, and I'm dealing with people that no other preacher wanted to deal with. Uh-huh. And Paul, quite frankly, I really want some understanding on this. I need to know why in the world would you put me in this hellhole called Crete? Mm-hmm. Because in my memory serves me correctly, you set Timothy up real good in Ephesus. Uh-huh. You gave him a nice church and it was already paid for. They had air conditioners and they had carpet on the floor. They had benches. Listen here. And you put me down here in the Crete. And I do believe that I've been faithful unto God. And you know it because you couldn't have sent some other preacher here to Creek instead of me. Do you hear the letter? Because I've been supporting you and I have been praying for you. And out of all the other sons and daughters in the ministry, I am the one you stuck here in this old church. I've been with you every step of the way. And when Timothy was writing the letter, you was waiting for me to show up to go with you to all the other churches. Paul, Pastor Paul, why did you send me here? Oh, I feel like teaching this morning. Paul wrote him back because, you know, when a preacher writes you a letter, protocol says write him back. Mm-hmm. And these are the words he said. The reason I put you there is because you were the only one that could have handled this particular situation. Preachers, y'all better hear me this morning. Paul suggests to him, I had a choice on who I could have sent, but the reason I sent you is because you were the only one that could have handled it. Do you hear me? Mm-hmm. Or let me try to help you again. The reason you are where you are and the reason you are going through what you're going through is because God knew you was the only one that could have handled it. Because other folks would have lost their minds. If they had to go through what you're going through, they would have never made it. But God knew that if he chose you, uh-huh, if he sent you, if he placed you, oh, good God Almighty, that you would get the job done and you would keep it together, and that's why he chose you. Look at somebody early this morning and tell them, for me, God chose me. Oh, yes, he did. He knew you would still pray. You would read your Bible. You'll put on your game face, and when people ask how you were doing with your family acting up and with the money being funny and the children acting like a fool and the church folks trying to get all into your business and the devil trying to steal your joy and testimony, God said he knew you would do it by faith. And when anybody asked you how you were doing, you would tell them these words, all is well. God told me to tell you early this morning that you have been selected for this service, and you need to know the deep details of this implication, because it doesn't always mean you have been selected for the good stuff. But I stopped by early this morning to tell you it includes the bad stuff also. I believe I ought to say that one more time. God told me to tell you early this morning that you have been selected for this service, and you need to know the deep details of this implication, because it doesn't always mean you have been selected for the good stuff, but I stopped by to tell you it includes the bad stuff also. But you can't get any better than a mother losing their child. Can I get a witness? However, It is the bad stuff that gives you and I the strength to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I know where I would be. I'm going to try to close in a minute. I'm going to try to close this in a minute because somebody needs to hear this early this morning. But when you're chosen, you have been selected. And when you're selected, that means that you are the only one that could have handled this situation. And if I got any card players in the house early this morning, you know, playing cards is one thing, but to play the hand that you've been dealt with is another thing. I know you're holy and everything, but when you make up your mind and in your heart that I'm going to play the hand that's dealt to me in life and I still be a winner, then you know you have been selected and chosen by God. Y'all gonna pray for me. I know y'all holy and y'all don't want to confess that some of y'all still play cards, but check this out. As long as I stay with God and I know that I have been chosen and I know that I have been selected for this service, I can take a bad hand and I can still win in the name of the Lord. God just need a witness. Hallelujah. Well, I believe I made it clear to somebody earlier this morning that God skipped over some folks to get to you and I to be selected to carry this burden and to be able to carry this cross and to be able to feel this heartache and to be able to deal with what we have to deal with. And not only does chosen mean selected, but it also means quality. Somebody says quality. Because in order for God to choose you and I for a particular thing to go through in your life, he had to know, because he made you, that you had the quality of the kind of stuff that was in you that would take for you to deal with what you had to deal with and still come out saying it is well. Another tongue twister. The only way you learn the quality of your relationship with God is by the stuff you go through and still come out a survivor. I know that God is still working on me. Because I might not be what I ought to be, but I'm not what I used to be. Can I get a witness in here? He's still working on me. My child is in trouble, and my husband is acting crazy, and my friends is few, and my money is funny. But the way I learn about my growth in God is when you see me. I don't care whether I'm in church or the supermarket, I still have that testimony. Yeah, yes, well, and so I've come to serve notice on Satan early this morning that God is still working on me because I'm chosen. You ought to give somebody a high five and tell them early this morning, yeah, yes, well, Holy Ghost, help me move this train. That's why when you deal with God, you can't deal with God with your past, because your past has been washed in the blood of Jesus. Am I right about it? You can only deal with God in the future, because when God looks at you, when he looked at you and I, and when God looked at what's going on in your life, he doesn't look at you for what you did, and he doesn't look at you for who you used to be, but he looks at you and I for what we're going to become, because we are chosen. And so we learned this morning we have been chosen by God with quality, and while God is processing you and I, he's already visioned our future, and he sees what we shall be, and not only what I shall be, but with the election of knowing I have been preordained to go through what I'm going through, which means ahead of time that God knew that the Shunammite woman was going to believe that God could do anything but fail. As I close again, I stopped by this morning to tell you, if you really want to use my sister's testimony that it is well this morning, then you have to know that you have been chosen. You have been selected. You have been preordained with the quality of God. As the songwriter declared, I had some good days and I had some bad days and I had some hills to climb, but I made up in my mind that I won't. Somebody fill in the blank. Complain. Shunammite woman needed to be encouraged. And sometimes God uses life, and sometimes God uses death to get our attention, doesn't he? And the closer it is to the heart, the better you learn and feel the lesson. Just look. I know what I'm talking about. Like, hey, God, listen here. That wasn't the first time God spoke to the prophet, but the text says that he said it a second time. That I'm going to do a few things for you, and because you are chosen. And just like the prophet said twice to the woman, it is well with our husband, it is well with our son. And what God was trying to set my sister up with is a signature. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. It's good to earn a signature from the Almighty God. And when God is setting a signature upon you and I, what he is trying to do is use you to help somebody else, use you to encourage somebody else, use you to let somebody know that God is God and he can do anything that he wants to do because he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly of all we can ever ask or think. He made a way out of nowhere. Yes, he did. He can be a wheel in the middle of a wheel. He can make dry places rich again, and he can open doors that no man can open. And so the Shulamite woman says these to us, I submit unto you the next time when trouble comes up in your life. Don't get on the telephone. Don't get into no clique, but just make up in your mind, I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care how bad it seems. I don't care what the church people say. Just say it is well. By declaring it, the Bible says that she took her son up, for he was alive, and they went home. Oh, what a beautiful story. When you know you're chosen, you can say it is well. When you know you're selected, you can say it is well. When you know you're preordained, you can say it is well. When you know the quality of your relationship with God, you can say it is well. Let the church say amen. Excuse me. If you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, I introduce to some and present to others his name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. Now, there is a heaven, there is a hell, but heaven was the only place that was prepared for you. Hell was not prepared for you, but it's there if you want to go. But the Bible says it enlarges itself on a daily basis. But all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead and thou shalt be saved. Come on and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Wash me in your blood and cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul. Now, if you meant what you said, and said what you meant, God did just what you asked him to do. He saved you. Now, you're going to have to do some work. You're going to have to find a church that's preaching and practicing the word of God. And you just sit there and let your soul learn the word of God so you can find out the implications of what God has planned for your life. Now, remember, there's no perfect church, and there's no perfect pastor, male or female. And if it was when you arrived, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. But just sit there, amen? Sit there and hear what thus saith the Lord, and that your soul may grow thereby. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher. Until next Sunday morning, may the God I serve bless you real good.